This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus fight to helping keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing or how you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, and of course, our bulk mail haulers, Felix and the crew, as well as the suicide jockeys out there getting the gasoline to the pumps, so people who've got gas to go to work. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter. The same way, we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Don't forget it, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Well, joining us right now, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, chairman of the Republican Liberty Caucus of Manatee County. Also, host of Military Matters, and good morning, Colonel.
Hey, good morning, Captain. Good to be with you this morning, as always.
Always a pleasure, my friend. Now, let's say the pledge. Are you ready?
I'm ready, Captain.
Okay, I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United, States of America, and to the Republic, for which it stands,
one nation,
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty,
and justice
for all. And we emphasize and underline those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Colonel, there's just so much going on here. You could just basically point your finger in a direction and come up with a topic. But right now I want to start with a federal judge who was down here in Florida yesterday who voided the Biden administration's recently extended mask mandate, which was supposed to have been done away with for planes, public transportation, while U.S. colleges have reinstated the mask mandates in many places. And in New York City, the Metropolitan Transit Authority says, nope, got to keep the mask on because we got COVID going on here. But experts say the time for mask mandates has come and gone.
Yeah, as doctor, of course, she was a Trump appointee to that federal district bench. But, man, that is overdue. Hallelujah. You know, I sat in on Sunday having an Easter afternoon meal with my wife. And I looked around a very popular restaurant down here in our neck of the woods. It's doing good business right there. I looked around. I didn't see a single person with a mask. I saw people of all ages and all that. And I thought, you know, honey, this is crazy. This administration tried to extend for an extended period of time where you have to wear a mask in airports, on flights. One of the most sterile places you could ever be is on an airplane. And look at us right here. Nobody's worried. Nobody's afraid here in the free state of Florida. I said, that's insane. It just points out what you talked about that the irony about places here and there and universities and, of course, the New York City subway, which says that they'll continue to have. That's insane.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, well, going on the New York City subway is a risk in and of itself, which has nothing to do with COVID.
Right. And we do know that natural immunity is as good as getting the vaccine, because we had the FDA come out and we found out that there were some things that were held from the people earlier this year when they wouldn't acknowledge the fact that the natural immunity was okay for you. And if you had it because you'd had COVID, you didn't need to get a shot. Well, we now know that that's true, 100% true. And the people that forced everybody to go down and get a shot weren't doing any good for anybody, especially the younger people.
Yeah. My wife and I made a personal decision early on that we were going to continue to check things as long as we met criteria to where getting the jab was not something that was going to be a cost-benefit to us, and we did. And quite honestly, we wrote out COVID twice. My wife and I did research, and we did a lot of healthy things to do that. And so when we had COVID, we got over it in a day or two, and we moved on. And we feel better for that. But it's a very personal decision for us. I can understand how others would, but, you know, it was our choice. It was our choice. And we were lucky enough that it didn't become a basis for employment or for other things like that, as it was for millions of Americans. And that's the ones that I feel for, because for some people it wasn't the best health choice to get the jab, but they were coerced and forced to do it. And that, to me, is the greatest travesty out of all this science actually being applying and us learning the truth.
Now, we've got a couple of stories out of the Ukrainian military here that have come to the surface, and I'll start with the first one. The Ukrainian Navy chief operations officer that was in charge of the operation that sank that Russian warship, that Russian flagship, has been praised and rewarded by President Zelensky. Don't know what he got. We weren't told that, but who knows? Right. Maybe he'll be the commander in charge of everything in a minute. But the Russians, took the Black Sea commander, removed him from command altogether, and arrested him.
You know, this is where the truth gets told. When you look at what's going on, actually happening with rewards and benefits and punishments on both sides, that tells you how the war is really going. You don't need to listen to all that extreme this, that, and the other, but that's extraordinarily telling. And of course, now that the butcher of Syria is in charge, you know, they've just picked up the offensive.
Okay, hold that thought. Hold that thought. Folks are coming right back with more with Kevin Wright, Lieutenant Colonel, retired U.S. Army. And guess what? I'm going to be having lunch today.
Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the captain. We'll see you.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
You betcha. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. You know, Moss Nissan has got stores in Crystal River, the flagship store in Newport Richey. Stop by and see Sean, and if you tell me Captain sent you and you buy a vehicle, $500 discount. Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa, and the all-new Moss Nissan coming in about 2 months up there in Brooksville, Florida, out east of, of the Veterans Expressway on State Route 50. Now, you can find them online by going to Moss, MAUSNissan.com. And I'll tell you this, Moss Nissan, you can't beat the selection. Over 500 new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors and accessories you could dream of, clean trade-ins, boy, oh boy, do they have them. And you talk about money, I had a man offer me $12,000 for my car that I'm driving. The only thing is would have had to buy another one. That's $4,000 more in the book value. And I says, nope, not interested. So it's definitely an interesting time to be around with a vehicle, I'll tell you that. Now, Moss Nissan's the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too, all get great care taking care of them. So check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, and don't forget to tell them the Captain sent you. Okay, back to retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus, also the host of Military Matters. And good morning again, Colonel.
Hi, good morning, Captain. Great to be back with you.
Where are we going to be tonight?
Well, we are going to be at the Pavilion, which is going to be accommodate a much larger crowd, in part because we got Captain Matt Bruce is going to be emceeing a great event. We are celebrating the 13th anniversary of the Manti Patriots.
Yep. And I can remember the first anniversary.
Well, that was before my time. I was up doing tea party things in Georgia at that time, but sure you can, and I'm sure if you're like me, 13 years ago, that's like yesterday.
Yeah. Well, there's a great group of people that are there. They've lost a few along the way, people have passed away and whatnot, but the nucleus is there, is still there, and our good friend Steve Vernon and Dean and Janet Mixon and all the compadres that are in there, Jack and company and Jeannie, they've been there forever, and that's the engine that makes the bus roar.
Yeah, and they don't like fell. They're growing. In fact, just in the last year, they take a lot of things. They're doing a lot more of the website initiatives, a lot of the outreach to affect the local government and stuff like that. And so we should see, in addition to Raj DeSormany of Defend Florida, which has done a lot of great work on behalf of voter integrity in the state of Florida, him being a key speaker, we're going to have a bevy of local candidates and officials, and that's always good. I'll be there to live stream it. I'll be live streaming the captain and his emceeing of that, and we'll have a Liberty Caucus table and some goodies to offer folks right there to promote us, along with America's Third Watch.
Now, listen, I can't dance, but I can hop on one leg, so that'll be my version of dancing. How's that?
Okay. I'll select the music. Yeah, of course, you know, I did not go to the Easter Bunny's favorite restaurant. I went to a different restaurant this week, and I didn't go to IHOP, but... Speaking of IHOP for you, I will try to play some music that will allow you to do the appropriate jig on your one leg.
All right, well, let's go to the telephone line, and we got about a couple minutes here. So this is Eric in East Tennessee, where it might be a little cold up there, so 2 minutes to go do what you want to do. Go.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Yes, it's a little chilly up here this morning. Hey, real quick, and this is I'm putting it out there for either one of you guys or the colonel specifically. Here's the thing. In 2014, not that I necessarily agree with Dr. Henry Kissinger, former Secretary of State, and chief globalist at the time, but he wrote an article, an opinionated piece in the Washington Post regarding the policies in Ukraine and towards the Russian Federation. And basically, and I'm sure people might have seen this quote, but the article, you know, again, from the Washington Post, 2014, he said the demonization of Vladimir Putin is not a policy. It is an alibi for the absence of one. So that's number one. And everything he wrote in that article, that opinion piece, has pretty much panned out. That if we keep going the way that it's going, there will be war with the Russian Federation. And that's what we're seeing, a slow march, okay? So that's the preface of this. So now, if the European Union has an approximate population of, I'm just going to round down 2 million, 440 million people, and there's 28 member states of NATO involved, why is our country, with a population of 340 million, being tasked, and people are trying to push for boots on the ground? In my opinion, it's time for NATO countries, it's time for the European Union to stand up for what they allegedly believe in. Because if you notice, when President Trump was around and he told the European Union, hey, pay your fair share, all of a sudden people are, oh, well, you know, we're doing okay, we can get by, and this, that, and the other. I don't feel, in my opinion, and then and the colonel can...
All right, 30 seconds.
In my opinion, American blood and treasure does not need to be shed anymore for member states and or countries wishing to, how should I say, straddle the proverbial fence line when it comes to, quote-unquote, defending their own nation and nation state, if you will. I appreciate the time, sir.
Thank you.
I look forward to your call, Simplify.
Thank you. Okay, thank you very much, Kevin. Now... Or Kevin. Hi, Eric. Colonel, I've got a thought on this, and I'll let you turn you loose on this. Number one, I don't want to see our boots on the ground anywhere unless, for some strange reason, we get attacked. Then it's all hands on deck, and be careful what you wish for. Now, if Russia wants to launch an attack against us somewhere, they're asking for whatever they're going to get back. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm with you. I think Eric was almost all right there, but we do have to remember this is 2022.
Mm-hmm.
And Henry Kissinger was usually more right than wrong. He was wrong on a lot of things. He was a realpolitik kind of guy. We got to remember that in the last year or so, it's been quite clear Putin has established himself as some. We don't need to see boots on the ground. And even an attack on a NATO country is not necessarily, does not require us to put boots on the ground and to declare war on Russia and Vladimir Putin. So we got to go careful, but make no mistake about it. We don't want to confuse and become Putin apologists because he is the bad guy in this, without a doubt, notwithstanding the mistakes that we made in dealing with him in the past. We probably could have avoided this. But that's the past. We got to take the world as it is now. We're going to avoid boots on the ground unless we are personally attacked, just as you said, Captain.
Yeah, well, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it because that's the only way that I could think that anybody could justify doing something like that. And hopefully it won't come to that. Hopefully it will not come to that. And I do believe, though, we need to give the Ukrainians whatever it is they need, and I know they need aircraft. And I'm sitting there watching the bombs get dropped on this factory where these troops are holed out there in Mariupol. I'm thinking to myself, if they only had some planes.
Yeah, I agree. And, we don't want to go into endless war, even financing it. Ukraine will win this, and hopefully sooner or later. We'll probably have a settlement that won't make everybody happy. But Eric was right, and I've said that. Long ago, the European Union should have been moving towards replacing and fulfilling the function that NATO has had to rise up again, just like in the Cold War era.
Yep.
And we didn't do that. So we got to take the world as it is today, but we need to look and have a little vision for the future.
Now, before I move on, can you stick around for another segment?
Captain, I will.
Okay, great. I appreciate that. Now, I want to get into a couple different things here. First of all, at a time when Russia's invasion of the Ukraine is highlighting our national security issues, most voters in the recent polls, and you can go anywhere and look, believe that our American national security is getting much, much worse. And it's directly pointed at Joe Biden. He gets very poor marks for his handling of our national security.
And national security is a part of it. Other things are related to that. You know, the economy, the inflation rate and all that stuff like that. Because you look at the proximate and the real causes of these things, and it all goes back to Biden. Not Trump, not past policies, not COVID, not Putin, but Biden.
All right, hold on. We'll be right back with more with Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus and Military Matters. Don't go anywhere.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
On Monday, a federal judge overturned the U.S. government's mask mandate on airplanes, trains, and other public transportation, calling it an overreach by the federal government. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki from the lectern.
As you know, this just came out this afternoon. So right now, the Department of Homeland Security, who would be implementing, and the CDC are reviewing the decision. And, of course, the Department of Justice would make any determinations about litigation.
The Transportation Security Administration will stop enforcing the Biden rule on planes, trains, and other forms of public transportation. Ukrainian President Zelensky announced Monday that Russia's offensive in the Donbass region had begun, starting a second phase of the war in eastern Ukraine. As Zelensky warned the world Russia may use low-yielding nuclear weapons, President Putin Monday said the sanctions against his country have failed, and countries that support them have high inflation and high unemployment. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, today is Tuesday, and that means it's Have Lunch for the Captain Day at Mission Barbecue over on West Waters. I'll be there from 11:30 until about 1:15, because then I got to scoot out. I got a doctor's appointment and got to get ready to go down to Bradenton and the Mixon Fruit Farms Pavilion down there, where we're going to have the 13th birthday party for the Manatee Patriots, formerly the Tea Party Manatee Group. But right now, it's time for an Edwards Notebook.
If given the opportunity to ask U.S. military bigwigs, why are they so bigoted against those who believe in God? And what is their beef with God Almighty? Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. The Bill of Rights recognizes our right of freedom of or freedom from religion. Meaning, we as sovereign individuals have the unalienable right to believe in and follow Jesus or not. There's nowhere in the Constitution, Bill of Rights, or any Federalist Papers that tells us that if you join the military, you no longer have the right to express and stand by your Christian beliefs. Thus, anti-Christian military officials like General Milley and Lloyd Austin, along with many others, should cease and desist their ongoing bigoted effort to drum any vestiges of Christianity out of our military. Those who do not appreciate our God, who shed his grace upon our exceptional nation, have the right to exist with their unbelief, but they do not have the unalienable right to punish others for believing in and seeking to live according to the principles enumerated in the Ten Commandments. By the way, we the people who believe in God will no longer accept being treated as less than for believing in the Almighty, who gave us the gift of life. I'm Ron Edwards. For constitutional grounds coffee, go to theronedwards.com.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
Now, that was Ron Edwards, and that was an Edwards notebook. That was a pretty powerful notebook, I'll tell you what. I did not realize. Of course, I don't hear these before they come in, so I don't know what it is that they're having on them. But remember, constitutional grounds coffee, the coffee you want in your cup is what's in my cup right now. Mm. Oh, that is so good. Now, I drink iced coffee in the morning. That's what I'm drinking because it has less acidity and all that. But anyway, check it out, theronedwards.com, constitutional grounds coffee. All righty, back to retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And, Colonel, you know, I know where Ron was going with the religion thing there about the military. We keep hearing a lot of different things there. And it's not, I don't know about you, but we had, and by the way, we called them Padres when I was around. I don't know what you call them, but we called them Padres. That was our pet word for the chaplain that was with us. And a lot of us, before we went somewhere, not knowing if we'd come back, and we did it in the fire service all the time, we'd literally get on our knees and pray together, all of us. And I can remember several occasions in the military, and the last one that comes distinctly to my mind was when I was out in front of the Manhattan Tunnel, and we had gotten our orders to move in. And none of us knew if we were going to come back out of that mess or not.
You know, it's like the saying says, there's no such thing as an atheist in the foxhole, not when you're in combat or when you're under duress or fire like you were at 9/11, not knowing what to think. It's a couple of me. As often as we put soldiers and Department of Defense folks and first responders at risk, the idea that we would do anything to not nurture their ability to function, which is what the ability to pray and to be and to talk amongst one another about your faith and solicit God's grace, I cannot comprehend that there would be anybody, particularly somebody who's in charge of the military, that would be against that or would in any way not encourage that. I don't mean just fight it, but not encourage it. I don't understand it. You don't understand it, but it is what it is today.
Yep, and we'll continue to move on, but that was just something, ironically, the way it dropped in there with Ron doing that. Now, how about Texas Governor Greg Abbott? His seventh bus full of illegal immigrants went to D.C., and Jen Psaki once again said thank you.
Yeah. I don't know who's a bigger joke. Hearing Jen Psaki talk, you can speak with some clarity, but it's all largely lies anymore. Or watching President Joe Biden being shepherded around by the Easter Bunny on Sunday. I mean, you can't make this stuff up, but she has no credibility with his demonstrated lack of mental faculties. Our president is losing credibility, but we, the people in our nation, are paying the price for this nonsense, and of course the mainstream media, because she's going on to be a darling of mainstream media, and they know that, and the fact that that's not being called out is amazing to me. Well, it's not amazing. I'm not surprised, but I continue to be disappointed.
Yeah, and I'm kind of going to get up on my soapbox a little bit here, and I'm going to just throw something at you. We know the economy is being held up by matchsticks, right?
Yes.
And we know that Joe Biden wants to make his energy crisis even worse by crushing domestic production in the name of environmental justice, correct?
Yes.
We also know the Supreme Court is about to have a justice who goes light on sentencing serious criminals, including sex offenders, correct?
Yes.
The border is still not secure, with terrorists crossing weekly and daily and only getting worse by the day, not better, right?
Exactly right. Evidence abounds.
Inflation is ravaging our economy, correct?
That's right.
COVID is over, but the left won't let it go. And they're hoping and praying that this next strain that's coming in, which is nothing more than the flu, is going to ravage the country and they can do their lockdown again. And here we go with the election all over again like what we had 2 years ago. But I'll be damned if I'm going to let them do that.
Yeah, but I do think that's the intent. But you, when you grasp on your straws, you do something like that. But I trust that the American people, and I think all the polling is showing that, they are awake. They're not woke. They are awake.
You bet.
And they recognize this nonsense for what it is.
Mm-hmm. And they continue to try to get away with whitewashing their past decisions and behavior, not to mention Hunter Biden's corruption selling out our country in his father's name. And what we found out yesterday about tax returns by Daddy-O, 2017, $11.5 million in income. And the very next year, $4.5 million in income, when little Hunter was very busy running around the Southeast Asia and running around the central part of the desert over there around Iran and whatnot.
Yeah, I appreciate you, Captain. I mean, you're spot on. I mean, in a nutshell, that's precisely where we're at. And yeah.
So this is why we the people have got to get this right this time around, and it's all hands on deck. Never mind this nonsense about, well, I don't know if I can go do this, if I can go do that. Do something. Write a letter. Call somebody on the phone. Or get in your car and drive to where they got people on the street corner waving American flags. Do something. Get out there and get involved. But people can't sit on their hands anymore.
Yeah, and just like you said earlier in tonight's broadcast, we can't take comfort in all this polling and all that and sit back on our heels, just as you said. But we got to treat it like we're 10 percentage points behind on all those issues.
That's right.
And every point, and fight like the devil, or the saint in our case.
Yep.
To win out on every one of those things.
Yep. Yep. You're so right, because I'm not going to say that we're going to, you know we got this red wave and this and the other, we hear about that, but we have to act like as if we're 10 points behind and fight like a you-know-what to get out there and keep the victory coming.
That's right.
Well, Colonel, we got about 30 seconds, and I want to make sure I give you a chance to tell everybody what it is that you do, so have at it.
Yeah, I'm chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. We're a group. We're not charter affiliated with the Republican Party, but we are the conscience of the Republican Party. We work within the party to hold it true to constitutionally limited government, free enterprise, and individual rights and responsibilities, which is what Republicans say they stand for. And our job is to make them hold true to their constitutional roots.
You betcha. And tonight, you folks can come out to Mixon Fruit Farms, the pavilion out behind Mixon Fruit Farm store, at 6 o'clock, and meet us, the Colonel, myself, and a lot of other like-minded patriots. It's going to be a great time. It's the 13th birthday party of the Manatee Patriots, formerly Tea Party Manatee. Come by. We'd love to see you. Colonel, have a great day, and I look forward to seeing you later.
All right. See you later.
All righty. Colonel, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, Republican Liberty Caucus, Manatee County Edition. I'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
Yep, and I'm looking forward to having a great lunch today at Mission Barbecue and seeing a lot of new friends, make new friends over there. We never know who we're going to see, and that's the way we kind of like it. We have our regulars to come over there, but then we have people that just pop in there and go, hey, I came over because I heard you were having lunch here. Well, that's true, and we're happy to see you. It doesn't matter who you are or what you are. Now, I want to tell everybody that this portion of the program brought to you by our friends down here in Sarasota, and that would be Dominic's Blinds and Decor, Sarasota. They've been with the program since I started, and they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, and all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And they will ship out of state. If you want to get a hold of them, I'll give you the phone number here in a minute. They will ship out of state. They've got a website. You can take a look at what they've got, and who knows, might be able to help you out. Now, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs, unlike the big boys that don't want to do that. And, of course, you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store or give her a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. That's 941-922-2345. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Phone number again,
941-922-2345. 941-922-2345. Tell them the captain sent you. It doesn't matter where you're at. If you need some good blinds, good shades, good shutters, they've got a website. You can go take a look at what they have there. And who knows? It wouldn't be the first time we've had somebody from out of state go and see them. So there you go. Now, a lot of you probably don't realize what happened earlier this year with the wool being pulled over your eyes, literally. We now know that the FDA and Pfizer knew that the COVID shot caused immunosuppression. Now, Pfizer trial data revealed that natural immunity was just as effective as the jab, and that shot side effects were more severe in those under 55. Now, with another batch of 11,000 Pfizer documents that came out, released on the 1st of April, old suspicion has gained fresh support, as reported by the Epoch Times Rising Television host, co-host Kim Iverson. The first bombshell revelation was that natural immunity works, and Pfizer's known it all along. And little Dr. Fauci that sat out there with that nonsense, well, we really don't know. He said, somebody ought to take a board and smack him upside the head. Really. Between him and these people, and we were talking all the time from day one that, hey, when you get sick and you get something, you usually won't get it back again because you develop natural immunity. It works that way with all kinds of different things that you get when you're sick, when you're earlier on in life or even later in life. So why wouldn't it work here? It only made sense. But oh no, Fauci wouldn't. And by the way, I got to do this because it's time for this. Here we go. Since I mentioned his name, get ready, Jeff. It's coming. It's coming. Here we go. Get ready. A one and a two and a... Doctor, give me the news. I gotta
keep loving you. Dr. Fauci report.
Oh. That little jackass was responsible for you and me and everybody else having to be locked down because there wasn't any natural immunity and all this other crap that we're now finding out was true. We're now finding out what's true. The clinical trial data showed there was no difference in outcomes between those with previous COVID infection and those who got the shot. Neither group experienced severe infection. Natural immunity was also statistically identical to the shot in terms of the risk of infection. I hope you just paid attention to what I said. Now, the second revelation was that the side effects from the shots were more severe in younger people aged 18 to 55. One of my neighbor's kids, well, not kid, college, 21, was sick and damn near died and spent a month in the hospital. Well, it's no wonder when you hear this. Now, those aged 55 and older did much better. And many of us have said all along the risk of severe COVID is dramatically lower in young people than those over 60, which makes an elevated risk of side effects unacceptable. And the other thing is, the Pfizer documents showed a high rate of myocarditis, which is something that happens in children. All right, let me get over here real quick and take one call. I don't have a lot of time to do this. Okay, Elliot, you got about a minute. Can you do it in that?
No, Captain, I can't get it in. I have something important. Maybe I'll try you tomorrow.
Okay? Well, what do you got? What's the news?
Well, I wanted to speak on several things. It's mainly Mitch McConnell.
All right, well, let's talk tomorrow because I'm running out of time.
Great. Have a great day, sir.
Thank you very much, Elliot. Okay, and I'm sorry to do that, but I don't have time. And Elliot's got very important things that he likes to say in the program, and I try to give him enough time because he's one of those people that knows his stuff. All right. Well, again, tonight, folks, I'll be at Mixon's Pavilion
out behind Mixon's Fruit Store, Mixon's Farms there in Bradenton. Be there from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock on the Master Ceremonies for the 13th birthday for the Manatee Patriots. Used to be Tea Party Manatee, and it's going to be a great time had by all. Got a lot of seats. Going to be very nice. Rain or shine, don't need to worry about it. Got a roof over your head. So there you go. But we will be outdoors, kind of like in the trees and the flowers and all that stuff. So let me drift over real quick, and I look forward to seeing you down there, by the way. Mixon's Grillside Cafe, of course, is indoors, but we'll be out back in the pavilion. All right, get ready, because here comes another little intro. Let's get it going. Here we go, coming up. A one, and a two, and a three, and a four.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, Donald, I would have never shut anything down. Okay, I would have filed the Constitution. Okay, which says all men are free. Free at last, free at last. Okay, that's the difference between me. I wouldn't have cared what anybody said. Okay, the governor's making $250,000 a year, your state, and plus perks, probably $1 million after you're done, and wants you to sit home and not make no money. You get the freak out of my face, you holy piece of crap. I would have never shut anything down. Donald, if you're counting on Ken Cuccinelli to give you election integrity, you're barking up. That guy's not even close to being tough enough for these vultures on the left, okay? Let me say something to Hannity and Pompeo. Hannity, I heard you yesterday. I don't understand why Biden's doing it. Biden's doing it because he's on the Chinese-Russian payroll, you numbnuts. Okay? That's why. And then the Hunter Biden's laptop. If that guy would have, if I was president of the United States, you talk to Matt Gaetz like that, that guy that said, well, we don't know about Hunter Biden's, I would have sent military over, ripped his stripes off, and fired it right there on the spot talking to Matt Gaetz like that. You don't know where Hunter Biden's laptop is. The guy's a freaking crook. His dad's the big man, and he's getting more than 10%, and he's selling the American people out, numbnuts. Now wake up and toughen up. And these idiots in Ohio, you got a guy called Sebastian Gorka. You got one guy who said he was Trump in the House, and then he changed on, he flipped on. Now he says he's Trump against another guy who says he's MAGA. Okay, we give you one shot. You get one shot. You turn on us once, you're fired. Okay, that's why I if you're not MAGA, if you're not Trump, if you're not for our cops, get the freak out of my face. Stand up for our country. Stand up. Let's get to work. And some of you women are 10 times tougher than the men. Let's go, Captain. Peace.
All right. Thank you, Kyle. By the way, I wonder if he meant Sebastian Gorka was running for office. That's news to me. It's J.D. something or another. I can't remember the guy's name, but whatever. Okay. But listen, folks, you know, we've done it again. At night here, I mean, the calls that come in, and I've got stuff. I'm sorry I can't get to everything that's on the internet. I've got hundreds of messages backed up here, not only from Facebook and from Messenger and from my email, but I can't get to them, but I try, okay? And you got to put something on there that gets my attention if you want to see it or hear it during the show. Otherwise, I will return your message after the show sometime during the day. All right, folks, have a great day. I'll see you all down in Manatee County tonight, and I'll see you at Mission Barbecue for lunch today. God bless America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.